This series of erotic gym stories are strictly fantasy, inspired by the City Athletic Club in Las Vegas, and are therefore dedicated to Jay Jung, its founder and CEO. Enjoy! He told me to go into the ladies' room, change into my workout clothes, and then hide while the manager locked up the gym for the night. I had no idea where he went or what he had in mind, but he knew I was game. So I followed his directions. After changing into my black leotard that fit snug around my waist and accentuated my breasts and butt, I walked into one of the bathroom stalls and stepped onto a toilet seat to wait. I figured it had worked out in the movies. Minutes later, someone did enter the restroom and then quickly exited. Assuming they were checking that it was empty, I stood like a statue as my heart beat loudly in my ears. This stealth behavior did not come naturally to me. Then the lights grew dim. A few minutes later, still standing straddled, I heard another set of more deliberate footsteps entering the restroom. He walked right into my chosen stall and found me grinning quietly while standing, legs spread over a clean bowl. Dressed in gym shorts and a tee, carrying a zippered bag, he stood tall with a sexy smile on his face. Without pause, he reached out and gently touched the bump between my legs. I had already begun vibrating, but this intimate touch accelerated my moisture level and started my internal engines running. Realizing what we were about to engage in, we both smiled impishly as he helped me down off the seat. This was my gym, always cluttered with hot, sexy, sweaty bodies and loud music videos. So, walking out of the restroom onto the silent gym floor threw me for a moment. It was now empty and still. The difference was intriguing. My mind was whirling with anticipation. After acclimating to the silence, I came to realize that I often preferred quiet, especially when I was engaging in a sexual adventure. I always enjoyed experiencing the unexpected nuances that occur during new provocative situations. The lack of sound gives me that chance. Outside noise can sometimes interfere with the lovely personal sounds that are created through intimacy. Silence allows the playful teasing to grow and the excitement to be for all. Silence allows the playful teasing to grow and excite all involved. The only glow allowing us sight came from the remaining twinkling string of holiday lights hanging from the windows. As though climbing to heaven, he guided me upstairs where the new shiny equipment was lightly blinking. My PST, perpetual state of twitchiness as I came to call it, had already kicked in as we went up to what would become our personal dungeon. My fantasies of being taken on different pieces of equipment had been developing with every workout over the past 6 months. Being bent over and tied onto while hanging on or holding onto the apparatus added juiciness between my legs. I did wonder if other weightlifting enthusiasts ever noticed my wet spots. Feeling my muscles move and harden as I lifted weights made my body feel healthy and my sexuality most alive. Lately, I found myself walking on my toes more erect with my lower back arched and my bosom out. This was how my gym fantasy evolved. I mentioned how working out among the hot, fit men and women made my mind wander in sexy realms, especially when I stood watching myself and the strangers around me lift in the mirror, or while sitting on some of the machines shifting my bottom properly for accurate positioning. Sometimes getting it in that exact position gladly took way longer than it should, making me crazy turned on. Almost enough to send me back into the bathroom stall to rub myself to climax.